Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome, beloveds. Welcome to another episode of #SheranRadio.com, #TV.com. Broadcasting live from the heart on this fabulous time on August 13, 2016. It's 8 p.m. in Los Angeles, California. PM at the Hopi land, sacred Hopi land. Welcome, brothers and sisters. It's an amazing time that we're living. It's just incredibly special. I'm so honored to be here to exchange the energies of light and love, of hope, and that it's what our beloved Bernie Sanders represents. Our beloved Bernie is still Bernie, and that's what I'm saying. This is all about hope, and he's this is still going on, believe me. I mean, there is anybody else feel, you know, bad at all. But it is what it is. I mean, there is incredible hell behind our beloved Bernie. I mean, he's destined to become president of the United States of America, and to help the world get out of this hole of this, you know, warmongering that the other candidates from the dark, okay, both of them, they're absolutely from the dark, and he's from the light. So that is the difference between our beloved Bernie Sanders. Of course, there is also hope with our beloved sister, also Jill Stein, but that unfortunately she's not destined to become president. She might have the support, she might have the you know, the burner, all these burners that move to the Green Party. I am very grateful for her work. But in this case, this is about the truth. This is about the truth, and this is about my truth that I'm sharing with you. And my truth is our beloved Bernie Sanders will become president of the United States of America. Period. That's it. That's what it's all about. This is what I'm telling you, and you can call me Ash. In August 13, 2016, I'm telling you from the heart, this is it. That's what is going to happen in my reality. So those that wish to align with my reality, hey, you better believe it so you can live it. You know what I mean? Write it down. Believe it to live it. Because you create what you believe, beloved. You create what you believe. And if you're believing that somebody else is going to win, then in your reality might happen. But in my reality, Bernie Sanders will be president of the United States of America for the great nation, chosen by God, chosen by every single one of you, every single one of just higher self. Because you see, we're just like the little, you know, kind of like puppet of our own higher self, kind of thing. Like, well, let's not say puppet, but let's say avatar. Okay, sounds, and it's better. You know, it's kind of like an avatar of your own soul, you know what I mean? You are in your essence, your energy, you are eternal being. Every single one of you are eternal being, at least, you know, most of them, most of the 99%, some of those 1%, I don't know what to tell you, there's something else. Some of them are clones, some of them are, you know, not even, you know, human at all, but they are, you know, not from the light, and they don't even have souls. So that is a different point. My point here is that there is an incredible intervention of the divine light, a divine intervention. You understand? Write it down. Divine intervention. Write it down and Google it. Divine intervention. That's what's happening. That's what's happening today in August 13, 2016. Okay? There's been divine intervention. And there's been millions and millions and millions and millions of beings from every corner of these universes. They're here already, right here. Right here with me and all around you. And a lot of, and most of them are yourselves, your higher self, the higher aspect of yourself, the one that is eternal, the one that is divine. On today, in August 13, 2016, I want to make sure you get it. Bernie Sanders is destined to win, and he will be. He will, because there is incredible help behind him. And it's not just the will of God, okay? But it's also the will of every single one of you in the higher aspect of yourselves. And it's not only me saying it. And I'm saying this not because I heard it from anybody else. It's because I am resonating with it. My heart resonates with my higher self, and I'm feeling the burn. And I'm feeling the burn, and I didn't stop feeling the burn down a little bit, but it's in full force. I'm feeling the burn. And I wish, you know, you guys, you know, will feel the same way. Because Bernie Sanders is going to win. I don't know how. I cannot tell you the, you know, step by step, but it's going to happen. Because I trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust, okay? I trust that he will be. And I'm telling you today, on August 13, 2016, it's all about love. He represents truth. He represents love. He represents equality. He represents brotherhood, sisterhood, okay? He represents integrity that doesn't happen in the other candidates. Okay? That is not happening there. That is nothing, you know, but bigotry in one and separatism and all this egomaniac kind of like an experience. And the other one is all involving, you know, crime and fraud and racketeering and who knows what else. But that's not my business to say anything. That's for the pieces to fall in the right place. And I send light and love to them and to every single one of you, okay? I send light and love from my heart to your heart today on August 13, 2016. Okay, and I'm telling you, I'm celebrating, you know, I'm feeling the burn, baby. I'm feeling the burn because Bernie Sanders is going to win. See, Bernie Sanders is going, and there's all kinds of things, you know, happening to make this happen. You know what I mean? However, you know, everything is for a reason, and it's supposed to happen, you know, just according to the divine plan of every single one of you. And every single one of you has their own reason to believe, you know, whatever you want to believe. You know what I mean? But this is it, guys. This is it. This is the time where you're going to see incredible, you know, very incredible things happening. You know what I mean? And the more that you align with your higher self, the better that you're going to feel, okay? If you're feeling like you're going crazy or that you have some really incredible, just like explosions of emotions, okay? if your emotions are going crazy, okay, then I'm telling you, it's it coincides. That's what I can tell you. It's not the place. It's not. It's not, you know, anything else but the energies that are arriving with incredible force. Plus, we just had the incredible Lionsgate portal opening. You know, that is, it was incredibly, you know, powerful and incredible historic as well. You know, so I can tell you that it's gonna happen. I mean, there's some really incredible things happening, and there is you know, nothing that can stop it. You know, the light is just like breaking through it. So I say, Bernie around the world, Bernie to save the world. And that's why we have this song, Bernie around the world. Okay. Bernie around the world. Around the world. Around the world, 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 saving the world, ending the cabal, around the world. Tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love, in every ley line, and in every corner, and in every soul, and in every heart, tsunamis of light, transforming the dark into the light. Tsunamis of light, above every home, above every being of light, tsunamis of light, transforming the dark into the light. Bernie Sanders will become president of the United States of America, period. And I mean it. Still Bernie, baby. Hashtag still Bernie. Hashtag feel the burn. Okay? Hashtag Bernie Sanders is going to win, period. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening in this historic day of August 13, 2016. So your information, not like in Atlantis, guys. Atlantis was destroyed by reckless kings, just like Trump, just like the Clintons, okay? Atlantis was destroyed for things like that. The things with power, with dark agendas, okay? This was destroyed. But at this time, we will survive. I assure you. And I am Ash at your service. The Lion's Gate, it just occurred. And it happens every year in the month of August, during the time of Leo, the lion. It is a special galactic event that enhances your ability to fully embody the divine self in the physical body. You see, so that's what's happening, guys. See, you're connected with your higher self in a day like today, in the month of August 2016. You're connected with your higher self. And this is, please check out our site, www.ashtarradio.com. Ashtar is like Ash, A like Apple, it's like Sam, H like hello, T like Tommy, like Apple, R like Rover, radio.com. Art like radio, A like Apple, T like J, I like ice cream, or like Oscar.com. Ashtarradio.com. Please check it out. Watch this great new film that we're showcasing. And please, leave a donation. Help our cast. Help us make a film with your name on it. Every donation, small or large, does not matter. Thank you forever. And we will be grateful. And this is just a game that we're playing. But I ask you to play this game. To join me in this amazing adventure, this amazing journey. For you to be included in our monthly newsletter. For those that donate any amount, you will have, you know, the chance to be part of our, you know, newsletter, and just to keep you, first of all, and first and foremost, you guys will be the first ones to inform when we know about, you know, the funding coming. We have incredible amounts of funding coming in. From NESARA, the NESARA announcement and the NESARA monies that is already in place, it's already in the banks, ready to just in the corrupted banks, but some new banks created by the life forces, okay? And they're about to be distributed to every man, woman, and child on earth. It's already been distributed to a lot of non-for-profits, okay? So if you have a non-for-profit, make sure to contact me. Check out ashtarradio.com. Send me a message, send me a donation to stay in touch, keep informed. Make sure to also like us in Facebook and so forth. There is some incredible things happening, guys, and I just want you to stay positive, to be able to enjoy all these. So this is another person, you know, also talking about what I just said, Sanders, having help, some very strong help from the other side of the veil. Check it out.
Whoever was on the other side, it was true. me on my life. They would start saying, okay, Christine, you know, time management is going to be really important for you right now. You need to do this, you need to do that. I'm like, why are you coaching me on time management? And they say, for Brian. It's really important. You said it's complete for Brian. That's a key for Brian. And so he started coaching me. And then I get an email from somebody telling me that she was in the middle of a Supreme Court meeting. Somebody's grandmother came through and told her to vote for Brian. See, it's starting to happen in other people. So it makes me realize how connected we all truly are. And so in one of my readings today, this person, this loved one, came through and said, tell her, you know, tell her to, you know, campaign for Bernie, tell her to talk about Bernie. And they tell her to keep his name alive with the volleyball and keep his name up in the air, you know, spread the word, you know, post things on social media about him, you know, just talk about him. And I said, what do you want her to talk about Bernie Sanders? Why? She's like, divine intent. Divine intent. You have to align her with divine intent. It'll help us. And I said, oh, that's why. That's why. So then everything really started. And how your loved ones are trying to help you. So I decided to make this video explaining what these loved ones were doing. The trying to set an intention for this election. Saying, I want Bernie. Attention. It means that the other side is on the same page because the divine rules the roost. Or deceased loved ones are angelic beings who reside on the other side. Right? So these are your deceased loved ones hanging out on the other side. Hanging out down here in our little mortal body. We'll just call this mortal. Hanging out here in our little imperfect mortal body. Right? And so we're sitting here wanting to talk to, you know, our deceased loved ones on the other side. Hey! Right? So, your deceased loved ones don't have a mortal body like we do. Okay? They have their angelic beings. They are on the same page as divine tension. Okay? Your soul also has a part of it that lives on the other side with your deceased loved ones. You know that? That is why when your deceased loved ones come through in readings, they are not like, oh my God, I miss you so much. They're not freaking out. Because they have or higher self all to themselves. soul, it is always divine intent. So when your deceased loved one comes through and says, tell her to align herself with divine intent, tell her to align herself with divine intent, what did your deceased loved one find out? The law of attraction. If you align your lower self with divine intent and you start posting photos of pretty dinners on your social media, whatever it is, saying, you know, love this guy or whatever, you know, look for him, pray for day, my favorite thing. You just speak about him, you know, just speak, right, love or whatever. Or keeping his name up in the air like a volleyball, or directly, like speaking your truth, or embracing it, or directly aligning yourself with the divine intent, which means you are stepping into the positive energy flow of love and life, helping to manifest everybody's highest good. And so, what happens? Forces of nature rise up for you to bring that, and bam, you can trigger the law of attraction. Start power manifesting. Write down what you want in a soulmate. Write down that car you want. Write down that house you want. That's when you start power manifesting. You manifest it. Have that universal energy on your side. You are just loved ones that are trying to align you. Help control people in their path because they know the benefit of realigned mind picture. And that's why that advice is not really today. So I thought that was pretty profound. If you are in the light, if everyone highest good is that. So I hope you all continue to align yourself with the client's intent. Bernie Sanders, like that's not currently going on. We're all being called to act on our faith and our inner guidance at this point, and really just know in our hearts both what to go to. And in the meantime, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine Pavlina. It's just an intuitive. Counselor, psychic, or medium, and discusses, you know, about things of that. You can check out the website at ChristinePavlina.com. Christine, P-A-V, like Victory to the Light, LINA.com. So anyway, so that is the news, guys. That is an animal line, and just like you said, we are. You know, part of his consciousness, the ones that are feeling the burn, believe it or not, are the beings, part of the souls more connected to your higher soul, you know, to the higher aspect of yourself, to the better part of you, you know, in other words. So that's what's going on, guys. I'm going to share a little bit of the message from the another higher self, which is, you know, the higher self. Says you are rapidly approaching the time of completion for the various changes that are on the way, and that you have patiently awaited the outer signs that indicate all is beginning to manifest and speedily take you to ascension. Matters are at a stage where the revaluation of the right now is happening, guys. The object is to ensure that each change fairly reflects the state and potential of each one, so that you can operate in a market that represents a fair exchange. The changes will ensure that there is equality for the purposes of trading. There should be the removal of all trade barriers so that all can operate in a free market. Time will sort out the areas of exchange where adjustment is required. Europe is in a state of turmoil as the after effects of Brexit are being felt. It was the desired outcome, and it will open the way for more countries to follow. That will put a stop to the plans of the Illuminati for a world control. At present, people cannot see the potential for improvement or realize that come easily, but be assured that every country receives guidance according to their karma. As the barriers are removed, so people will come more together, recognizing that they are all one on the pathway to a new world. All will work out perfectly and fulfills every soul need according to the life plan. Many of your brothers and sisters from the stars are awaiting for the opportunity to meet you again, even your higher self, you know, the higher aspect of yourself. He wants to reintroduce to you, you know, into, for you to see your ancestors and your families, you know what I mean? Our families. All of you have come from your own planet, and your own kind have closely followed your progress. You are the ones who took up the challenge to rise up again into the light by overcoming the separation associated with duality. The occasion was also used to help others trapped in the lower vibrations when they were able to inspire to lift themselves up out of them. For some progress may be slow, but with all of the help that is given, there is no reason why they should not respond. Some, such as the Illuminati, still obstinately refuse to turn the light and love, preferring to delay in their power over other souls. There are some of you who wonder what your purpose is being on Earth, as life seems to lack any direction. Be assured that all experiences, you know, are all of value, and not every soul is ending their travels with a traumatic conclusion. To some extent, it depends on your karma, and by the end of the cycle, it must be cleared. So understandably, some souls will have a busier time clearing their karma, while others will have a very little to deal with. Don't be concerned yourselves about the details, but when confronted with your challenges, deal with them as passively as you can, and it should be the last time you will go through such a period of cleansing. Some souls have become quite attached to Mother Earth and will progress will her to the new Earth. Others will prefer to go home to their planet, where they will continue to evolve. Life never stands still until you reach a complete state of the love, energy, beauty, and stillness of the Godhead. God breathes in and God breathes out, and souls are sent out to gain more experience, to expand the souls, so you may have already completed such a journey. But in essence, you are the same soul each time. Please written this full message at ashtarradio.com, and there's also the link to the source, ashtarradio.com, ashtarradio.com. And thanks, Brother Mike Quincy, for such a great work, you know, for everybody, every single light worker, every single being that is, you know, doing the job. It's just thank you to the, you know, three of the golden light, you know, for the continual work. So that is what's happening, guys. There's some other news about some remote viewers that they're predicting some sort of a fast track. I'll let you hear about it. It's supposed to happen in August and probably be in the U.S. So let's see what they say.
Before pushing against things, breaking things, things colliding, moving, scraping against each other, layered against each other, all that kind of really dense compactness that seems to be going on. And in amongst this, there is life. I can feel the life struggling, and some of it, you know, some of it dies, and some of it missing. There's just a lot missing, lost. There's a sense of, there's a real, from the people around that are watching this, or seeing this, or experiencing this, there's a real sense of loss with this target. I'm like, I'm surprised, like, how can this happen over here? It's like, 1 minute it's there, next minute it's gone, kind of thing. Like, a total shock and surprise on the faces of the people that are there. And a real dense sense of loss within these people. It's definitely something missing. I feel like these are people, my family. And this does feel like some kind of explosive, falling, catastrophic event that's involved some structures in an urban environment.
Well, there you have it, guys. That's what they're saying. You can find out more about it by the Farsight.org. It's an organization, Institute of Remote Viewers. They're very professional. They've been doing this for many years. And I, you know, have respect for their work. So here is, just to end it, just a message from our brother, Benjamin.
Well, this is the scariest of Tommy, that you get nowhere with an aggressive interview. I would only get live and hear evasion and spiel, and the interview would be cut short. What I've learned over the years is you got to appear like their friend when you interview them, or you're not going to get good information. So I'm not going to show you to know what I think this man is really saying.
The journalist Benjamin Fall for assignment, meeting, interviewing David Rockefeller in Tokyo, Japan, in November 14, 2007. So he's supposed to, meaning you are worthy opponent by before our interview. Thank you guys for listening. This is Ashton at your service. Just want one more. So that is the end of the Cabal is near, you know, and the new wonderful, magnificent air is happening. So thank you guys. Thank you for listening. I am Ashton at your service. I'm at your service. I'm there if you want to have some reading, some sessions by Skype, by chat. If you're awakened, I can help you. Go higher, I can help you, you know, guide you spiritually speaking. I can explain to you so much that I have, you know, learned and remembered of what's really going on, you know. Nothing is as it seems, and please, turn your TV off. You know, turn your TV off. That is the number one mind control, you know, tool of the Kabbalah. Your tele,